We're doing the Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Kuf Chaf Hei. And the Magid Midovna had discussed that sometimes you see a person who's investing all his strength, all his efforts into attaining material wealth, and he'll claim, that you talk to the person, he will say, I'm not doing this for myself, I'm doing this for other people, I'm doing this to be able to give my kids something. He's fooling himself, or at least trying to fool other people. And the Magid Midovna continues and says, "V'im ratzoncha la'ashiv lehem tochachat megule, la'rot lehem ki sheker u'miyah b'fihem." And if you wanted to disprove them, to show them that they're lying, that they're really investing in this world because they choose to ignore the fact that the world is finite, ani neged mehem lemor, then you could answer them and say, "Halo tireh bevoit pridatcha min ha'olam." Look at when your time comes to pass. That's when you'll give over your wealth to your children. Now you're claiming you're only working so hard in order to have what to give over to your kids. Well, what's going to be when the time comes to give it over to your kids? You won't say, great, this is what I've been working for. You'll be totally embittered over your passing. And you'll be completely destroyed, completely depressed. And you won't be able to comfort yourself. You won't say, well, I'm leaving my kids with millions so I can rest in peace. So then you'll see that the real happiness you have with this world has nothing to do with your kids. It has to do with the fact that you like making millions and that's what you're doing. You like to give excuses, but that's not the truth. Can you really believe a person when he says he's doing it all for other people? He's risking his life for them, really? Does a person really think that his children's well-being is better than his own well-being? How come he's getting a heart attack looking at the stocks tumble? Because he's worried what's going to be with his kids? Does a person really take things so much to heart because he wants them to have another million? You see that all these people, when their time to pass comes, they're very upset about it. And they're not appeased at all with the thought, oh, well, look at how well my kids are going to have it now that I'm dying. So you see, that's not really what's going on. People give excuses. But people have a choice. Are they going to focus on this world or are they going to try to build a life which extends beyond this world, a life which in which they'll have an impact on the world that will remain after they pass? So you take note and wisen up. If even these people, when they leave the world, and they realize they're going, and all the money they leave for their kids, that doesn't appease them, that doesn't make them feel like they're staying alive. Then obviously, he hasn't really given up the world to come either for his kids. And obviously, the real reason behind it is that he's not willing to take note of the facts of life. Because he's not willing to think about his existence. And his happiness and his toil in this work is because he likes to ignore the fact that the world is finite and likes to dream and live in this dreamland that the world is never ending. As though he's never seen people dying in the world. People live in this world as though they never realize that there's an end point. And the true difference between someone who recognizes and someone who doesn't is whether he takes time to note. And sometimes a person chooses to ignore the facts that stare him in the face, and then that is the time that he's behaving like an animal. He's not willing to recognize the facts that stare him in the face. And that brings us to the conclusion of the fifth chapter, and really brings us to the beginning of our parsha, Parshat Behar, which is all about stopping and taking note. So let's begin that.